planet Earth is more than 4.5 billion years old, and we humans have only been in the picture for a few millions of those years, which is just about a finger snap in geological time. And yet, in that short finger snap, we may have caused more damage to our environment than what was done in all the eons before we built our first fire. To learn more about this, we've turned to an expert in the field, climate scientist Dr. Radley Horton. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What's the difference between climate change and global warming?
Climate change and global warming are two terms for the same thing, basically. But climate change is a better descriptor because as greenhouse gas concentrations are going up in the atmosphere due to our activities, our burning fossil fuels, we are seeing global warming. We are seeing temperatures go up. But we're seeing a lot of other things happening as well, which are better captured by the phrase climate change. For example, we're seeing sea levels rising. We're seeing ice that's on Antarctica and Greenland especially melting and making its way towards the oceans. We're seeing the upper oceans warm up. We're seeing plants blooming earlier in the spring as temperatures go up, leaves falling off the trees later in the fall due to higher temperatures. So global warming is happening, but climate change is a better term because it captures the fact that it's not just warming that we're experiencing as we increase greenhouse gases.
Okay, so what causes climate change?
Climate change today is largely driven by human activities, burning of fossil fuels, also land use changes, clearing vegetation, planting rice crops, and even some livestock are contributing to methane emissions. Those are the main things driving climate change right now. If we look at a longer period of time, if we go back to the ice ages, we can see that on very long timescales, things like the sun can have an impact as well. Volcanoes can have an impact. But right now, when we think about the climate of our future, the climate that you guys, the next generation, are going to be living with, the biggest climate change that we need to think about is caused by human activities.
What do you say to those who claim that climate change is a fact of nature and not influenced by what people do?
We know that climate change is influenced by our activities. The leading scientists have gotten together and over 97% of them agree not only that climate change is happening, but that our activities, the carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere, is warming the planet, changing it in dramatic ways.
Whenever there's a particularly cold winter, it fuels the argument that there really is no global warming. How do you respond to that?
Well, we've got to remember that it's a very big planet. That's a lot of natural variability just from one year to the next, especially if you look at one place. So we have had some cold winters in parts of the US in recent years, but if you actually look at the global averages for temperature, you can see that the last decade has been the warmest we've ever had when we averaged globally. So you can still get a cold region, you can still get a cold season. But if we look at the long-term averages, it's like we've loaded the dice in a way that we get much more of the high numbers, the high temperatures, and fewer of those very cold events.
So clearly, what you're saying is that climate change is a bad thing that's happening to our planet, right?
Well, we need to keep in mind that not all aspects of climate change are going to be negative. But based on what we understand, our human society has been adapted for the climate of the past. As temperatures are going up, we're seeing sea levels rising in a way that's going to flood some of our coastal cities. We're seeing some stress on our plants. It's going to impact our agriculture and water availability. So there may be some individual sectors, some individual regions that may benefit in the short term with climate change, but in general, it's going to be a threat multiplier. It's going to put additional challenges on our agriculture and our ecosystems as we move into the future.
Are you optimistic that this is something we can take action against and deal with?
I'm very optimistic. I think if we look at our history, we can see all these other huge challenges that we've had in the past when we rallied together, when we faced the problems before us. Better to address these problems now while we still can. And I think the younger generations can make the technological innovations, can stand up and work together to reduce greenhouse gas emissions so we don't get that much warming in the first place. And also help protect our most vulnerable people. People in the cities suffering during heat waves, young children, people along the coast who are vulnerable to sea level rise. Let's take the steps today so that they're less likely to suffer when we have a heat wave or when we have a big flood event.
Thank you so much for all the great information, Doctor. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you.